store and you buy a dozen oranges, and the grocer might probably put them in a what?
Bag.
And then you have about two or three other bags, and you might put all of these into a larger container that you can carry all of them. What would you call that?
Shopping bag?
And how about the thing that covers clothing that comes back with dry cleaners?
Those plastic bags?
What if it's not made of plastic, but of the...
paper?
Yeah. What would you call it?
Still a bag. Clothing bag.
And how about a large, something similar that's made of cloth?
You mean a storage bag?
No, there's something, for instance, sugar comes in a...
sack?
Yes. And attached to an electric sweeper?
Vacuum cleaner.
And that which is attached to it that collects the dirt?
Vacuum bag.
And now a large container, or a large made of a very rough cloth. Sort of thing that you might use this if your car is stalled. You might put it underneath the wheels of your car in the winter. Or else.
Burlap bag?
Yeah. And now, this is a large wooden container that flour used to come in this. Flour and crackers.
Barrels?
And all you could carry in both arms would be
an armful.
And a partial load of a truck or wagon would be called a name for that.
Partial load?
And you take washing out of the backyard in a what? You might carry it out there in a
wash basket.